fellow humans and mutants alike. My name is Kyle, and I am with the one, the only, Danny. Danny, good morning. How's it going, good sir?
It's great. It's a good brisk 6:30 p.m. I'm well rested.
I'm glad you got a good 8 hours of sleep, and you're ready to embrace the night. Like
that's a thing of beauty right here. I'm ready to just tackle this night, tackle these issues. I feel so joyous. All my serotonin is functioning properly. Mm-hmm. This dopamine's ready to distribute. Let's dive into this.
Ready to dive into this, but today we are going in to Cable, and we are covering issues 2 through 4. In this issue, we're catching up in the series. We are almost there, folks, to X of Swords. Again, refusing to call it Ten of Swords, and I know it's a pun off of the Ten of Swords tarot card. Still refusing to say it.
Oh, man. The Ten of Swords series starring the Tenmen. That's cringy, but I don't know. I mean, we're about to read 3 issues of Cable written by Dugan, so I guess it's par for the course.
Absolutely. I have, not the highest of expectations with what Dugan has presented us so far with Marauders. I mean, he hurt my feelings, honestly. I'm going to say this. He hurt my feelings by setting up a great story and crushing that.
Well, I mean, yeah. Like it was almost like a slap in the face where he reeled us in and then just like left us flat. And I'm like, okay. they did that, and everyone looked at it and said, like, we like what you're doing here. Here's Cable now. It's like, oh my goodness. And Cable's already, especially young Cable's already a problem within itself. I told you young before this, like, young Cable's dumb for the same reason that the new Terminator movie's dumb. Is his time travel shenanigans is stupid. And then they play on that even more, so it gets kind of even more convoluted.
Oh my god, don't get me started on, like, they're creating what seems like a derivative of a derivative that ultimately makes the problem you're trying to solve even worse.
Yeah, like, it's like if you meant to do something as old Cable, but then you implemented young Cable to accomplish the task that you could have just done yourself, then you're just... It's so convoluted. It's like a damn swamp that you're sinking in, like fucking quicksand. Even it's like all the little bits of sand are just these time travel plots that are just burying you slowly. And all you had to do is just do it yourself. But instead, we're like, oh, you know, why do it myself when me from the past can just show up and do it for me? It's like, that's dumb.
That is a literal MacGuffin. Like, there is no conflict, really. You're solving the issues with your future self. It's almost like a parent solving your problems for you. And you're not growing as a character. You're not growing as anything.
And why... if you knew it was going to happen using the past self to make the issue kind of finish out, it's like, well, yeah, but you could have also done it yourself. It's almost as if you're being like esoteric or something, where Cable's like, look how I can manipulate time. It's like, does he send his past self to like get deliveries for him? He's like, I knew you were gonna be here.
Thanks, bud. I gotcha. I don't know. Okay, so say this series ends with old Cable killing young Cable and the status quo returning. Would it be worth it? Would the series be worth it?
I want baby Cable to somehow kill young Cable.
It just keeps going. Oh my god.
And then I want him and I want Scott to be like a baby daddy now, and like go around with one of those, like, those baby Bjorns where he's like carrying around baby Cable. And like, remember how like Cable used to do that with Hope? And like travel through time running from Bishop.
Yes.
Yeah, I want baby Cable to do that with Scott. Really, every time Scott goes to a meeting or like on a mission, he's just wearing baby Cable on his stomach. That's the only way this could end that I'll be happy.
All right, you heard it, folks. Let's see a baby Borg Bjorn. Yeah. I want to see it go.
his tiny little baby eye has like the little energy psychic sparkle coming out of it and everything.
He's just giggling. This I give zero fucks about Cable. throughout this whole series, but I'm loving the cuckoos more cuckoos getting the spotlight. So that's the best part probably about this series for me is seeing them kind of
All of them on display.
develop.
Because over the years,
Yes.
they were splintered. Like, they'd side off
Exactly.
like here and there as time went on, and they'd basically function as just a group of three for the longest time. So having them
Right.
all in full force is very unique.
Exactly. That has been the best thing coming out of this for me, especially just seeing how their personality works as this kind of hybrid mind, especially that we're going to see a moment in this series in issue three, I believe, where Cable and Esme are having a moment, but then like they cut to the rest of the Cuckoos kind of laughing at Cable, which
Yeah,
I
I think
thought was
that's
funny.
around page four of issue three here.
So it's
Yeah,
like
so snide.
to see how they're kind of how they function as a hive mind as a whole is fascinating too.
Yeah, because their unique little personalities kind of bleed into it, even though they're like a symbiosis.
Right, exactly. It's fascinating watching this because they are individuals, as you said, but they are the symbiotic hive mind that's working together. So seeing that play out is fascinating, to say the least. But let's dive into this, shall we? We're gonna get a couple of cameos in this episode, so it should be fun. You ready to get into this?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's dive into it.
Let's
We get
do
Dugan
it.
writing, and then Phil Nato is doing all the
Phil
artwork.
Noto's doing the
Literally
artwork.
all the artwork.
Literally, he's doing the line work. He's doing the ink and paint,
Coloring,
and he's
the
doing the
cover.
cover work.
Yeah.
What do you think of this cover? I dig it. We got the cuckoos on
I dig the
displays.
design in the presentation, but I
Yes.
don't like the way he colors things. I think he makes
I
people look
agree.
too clay and too kind of
Yes.
fleshy.
Yeah,
Like
you
I
get
have like
those
a
flesh
bad TV
tone
or something.
weird. You get this old, it's like a, I want to say it's like, you know, Norman Rockwell. He did the old like
Oh
1950s
yeah.
Coca-Cola ad. Like every ad that was like a painted picture of a man in the 50s was Norman Rockwell. He did a lot of Coca-Cola and stuff like that. I'm getting
Yeah,
Norman
those
Rockwell
billboards with
vibes.
like the
Yes.
faces really red and cheeky looking. Yeah,
Yes.
I get exactly what you
Yes.
mean. There are definitely some pages where it's got that kind of turn to 11. It's a little weird.
I'm getting that, but he uses a lot of pastel colors too, very muted too. So his blues are very flat, his pinks are very flat, his blacks are even very gray. You know, they're not as black. So very muted colors throughout this, which
Yeah,
is cool because
it's
that's actually kind of my aesthetic most of the time. But for some reason, I'm not enjoying it as much. I like the line work. I do love his sketches and his artwork, and I think he does the cuckoos very well. Like each one
Yeah.
I feel on this cover has its own personality.
Yeah, it's definitely the coloring that holds it back. Everything else is actually phenomenal.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed some of the action scenes, but then there's some scenes, and we'll talk about it in the other issues, where it gets really lazy and it almost feels like they rushed. So that's
Yes.
a bit of an issue, but we'll
We'll get
dive
into
into that.
that for sure. So let's get into this. We start off in, I believe, Philadelphia. We don't know it's Philadelphia yet, but I believe
Philadelphia,
it's
born and raised.
Philadelphia, born and raised. And we're met with this family, and this fam we find out that this family is a family of mutants, and one of the mutants is Stinger, that we the husband kind of mentions her name as Stinger. And we were talking about this before the podcast started. I was like, who the fuck is Stinger? This sounds familiar. I thought it was Stinger as in stature, but it isn't. It is like the old anti-X-Force Alliance of Evil group from back in the day, right?
X-Factor actually, but
X-Factor.
yes.
Oh, sorry,
It's
yeah,
like
X-Factor,
she was
sorry.
a part of the team that was essentially the foil to X-Factor. So this just kind of shows her trying to normalize, like most of the mutant villains have been normalized in this kind of story arc.
Yeah.
So they're living at home and they're arguing about essentially trying to move to Krakoa
Right.
because her husband, who is Omerita, I believe he was also a part of that group. I might be wrong, but he's depowered. And she's like, I can't do it anymore. Like, I don't want to live here. Like, I can't blend in. People look at me because she literally has like whitish pinkish hair and like weird kind of snake like eyes almost. And he just looks like Joe Blow, every guy.
Exactly.
So, so she's like, it's no problem for you, but I don't want to do this. And he's like, hold on. Like, you know, they did this before with like Genosha and like millions of people died. Let's let this play out a little longer and then maybe move. Let's wait. And she's like, I'm worried about the baby. You know, it's that kind of back and forth. And then meanwhile, they're like, all right, let's go look at the baby. And of course, the baby.
And I love this.
Aren't you worried about the baby? Of course I'm worried about the baby. I'm the most worried about the baby. Wait, where's the baby?
Where's the baby, by the way? BT Dubs, where's that baby? And it's gone. Like, by the way, as we're arguing, should we check on that baby? And it's gone. And we cut to the Daily Bugle with the headline, Mutie Cutie Stolen. You know what?
That is the Daily Bugle. Oh, shit. I didn't even notice that when I was reading it.
Yeah.
That's the Daily Bugle. I wonder if Jameson oversaw this. I mean,
well,
he still had
at the time, I believe Jameson is no longer the head of the Daily Bugle. He's the mayor, right? Is he still the mayor of New York?
I don't know. I remember
he was at a time.
Does that mean Robbie's running it then?
Robbie's running it. Yeah, Robbie's running it. Yeah.
He deserves it. Mm-hmm. That guy's put in time.
And this was a while ago when I was reading it, back after like Peter Parker, essentially after he was all outed, and then he went back after people stopped finding out.
And then
he became and they were trying to reset his character after the whole Superior
One more
Spider-Man
day, Finasco.
More the little bit for the run, Superior Spider-Man, when essentially he became his own like CEO and whatnot, and then he went back to the Daily Bugle, but instead of becoming a photographer he was a science writer, which was fitting for his character. So they kind of made him the status quo again, writing for the Daily Bugle, but they fitted him more with like a science background, which I thought was interesting for a while. Don't know if that's still going on, but who knows?
Who can keep track of what the Spider-Man
fucking spider
versus,
that's been editorially raped to death, literally.
Nine Spider-Man.
It's
one
weird.
Of them's like a dog. You posted that other thing the other day. What was it? Spider-Ham versus like the carrot or something?
Captain Carrot. Like, yeah.
Captain Carrot. I'm like, I don't even want to know.
Oh man, yeah. Spoiler alert, Captain Carrot won. Yeah. Captain Carrot made an appearance in Deceased and the whole what's it called? The Batman Who Laughs. What was that whole universe called? I forgot already.
Oh, the Nth Metal,
the metal universe,
yeah.
Metalverse.
Dark Metal or whatever.
Yeah, Dark Metal. Yeah.
I like my metal.
Yeah, they he was involved in that too, so I digress way too much about fucking Captain Carrot and fucking Spider-Ham. But yeah, Mutie Cutie Stolen. Yeah, fucking Daily Bugle sent us on a huge tangent. All right, so Don't Talk With Your Mouth Full. Nathan Summers, aka Cable, has a lot going on. Winning fights, saving kids from monsters, finding six...
fighting around the world.
Fucker made a kid get high. No, that was Pixie. Pixie got a kid high.
Pixie,
Eliza.
Yeah, Pixie got that kid high.
Like, I forgot about that. Oh, man.
You need to calm down and smoke this Jeffrey.
Smoke that Jeffrey. That kid just wandered straight into danger. Oh, man. Anyways, finding a sick sword that used to belong to a space knight, but there's more to him than just guns and swords and telekinesis. Apparently his erections dictating a lot of what's going on in this.
But look at those panels. Like, look at Cyclops just kind of drowned in that sea of like blonde, blue-eyed women.
Oh, yeah.
You can see like all the different ones. I like how Mindy's doing Cyclops. That face too, where she's holding her cheeks and she's like, oh.
Phoebe's just laughing. Oh, that's good.
Sophie's stuff. Trying to hide the fact that she's banging Omega, Kid Omega.
Right.
We know.
Oh, we know. We know indeed. And then there's Cyclops.
And then there's Cyclops.
But we cut to the, I guess, a interrogation room under a dim light. And we get Cable talking about this mutant that's been abducted on human soil, and he's just like, yo, what are you gonna do about it? Trying to
He's
be tough about
grilling the
it.
local beat cops about it.
He's trying for sure.
Doesn't this seem weird though? Doesn't this seem like out of place? Like, when has Cable ever went to like local authorities, young or old, like, and been like, I want to work with alongside the law to solve this
I
problem?
honestly do not understand the point of either Cable or
Or Cyclops.
Cyclops going to the authorities in this instance
And they've
whatsoever.
never done that in any of the issues before this. They've all been like, let's handle it. Like, Wolverine worked alongside Bannister reluctantly because Bannister was like, we should combine our efforts. So it
Exactly.
kind of played into the story. And, you know, he's CIA, so it's kind of an international thing anyways. But local Philly beat cops, like, Cable
These
needs
are
to go to them
just
for help?
local
Like, how is
Philadelphia
that?
detectives. Yeah, this is
Yeah.
not someone you need to. Yeah, I think you have a higher clearance globally. I think you're
Yeah,
good. You're
and the
good.
cops are literally walking cliches. They literally say like just generic ass shit,
Yeah,
and
you
that's it.
know, typical, like, this is our case, get off of it, we got this and whatnot. Kid, it's like the weirdest moment of like, this dude is like, bitch, this is my territory. I don't know, it felt like he was trying to be like, he was just like, I don't care if they're black, white, whatever, mutant or anything, I'm gonna save this kid. Do you understand, you fucking asshole? So get out of my territory and I'm gonna create a divide between us because I'm trying to create equality, you bitch. That's what
Exactly. He really,
it
and then afterwards they go right to the scene and take care of it anyways. Like, he circumvents him how I expected him to. I thought this scene where he's already there dealing with it would have been the best way to
Exactly.
deal with it. They should have just skipped all that
Cut
shit.
to them in front of the house handling the issues. Literally, these 2 pages were pointless, except for Dugan. You know, I've just come to accept Dugan as a person who needs to get out his very liberal opinions. Let's just say that.
I kind of get a vibe that he wants very procedural cop drama vibes in his issues too with Cable. Like, it seems like he kept turning it into like
Is
a
that what
generic
he's trying to go
show.
for? Like, he's trying to
I got
get.
that vibe with the like the them trying to shoehorn a lot of the detectives in there. It's like how most superhero shows, like, they always shoehorn like the focal point from like a detective or a cop, and they try to lean heavily on that, they elevate it. In almost every show, I even remember in like an Umbrella Academy where they spent a lot of time
Oh, yeah.
focusing on one of the cop characters, and then I remember in the issues, I was like, this character wasn't even relevant. Like, god damn, do they always need to like make it about a cop or like a
Oh, yeah, they focus way too
cop?
much on those Cha-Cha and Hazel characters in that show. Yeah, I remember
Or
that.
remember Swamp Thing, even Swamp Thing,
Swamp
they were just
Thing.
like, look at this like procedural cop drama about Swamp Thing,
I
and it
don't
doesn't have Swamp
remember
Thing in
because you
it.
warned me.
Oh yeah, I saved you.
You saved me.
I
Yeah.
saved you. I
But
spared you.
I only mentioned very liberal because, like I said earlier, like, this is something that Dugan has been doing vocally on Twitter too, where he's just like, we're all equal. Everyone deserves to be equal, you dumb fuck, you dumb piece of shit. We're all just equal human beings, you piece of shit who's not even anything remotely close to what I am, and you're a piece of shit.
Remember what Frankie was doing was essentially making fun of that kind of person in the Wolverine
Exactly.
issue, where it's like, I want equality, no hate speech, unless you're talking about mutants, unless you're talking about someone you hate, then you can hate them all you want. It's like,
Yeah.
what? I want peace and joy for the world, so I'm gonna punch you in the face until you agree with me. If you
Exactly.
disagree, I'll murder you.
Yeah. So,
You're
yeah.
like, okay, hypocrisy much?
Yeah, I'm not just being a hater to towards these social justice warriors. Jerry Dugan is very vocal about wanting to
Yeah,
leave
Joe Dugan is super bad about it.
America, and
Very bad.
it's put
Marauders
a
has been a shit show.
sour taste in my mouth when it comes to the Dukes.
When you soapbox like that in your issues, it's just uninviting. It is very
No,
much.
it repels the
It's played
fuck
out.
out of
In these
me.
day and age, it's like, it's played out. Like, everybody knows that. Like, you're not influencing any people and enlightening anyone when writing like that. No one's gonna walk away from it, and the only people who enjoy it already thought that way, so you didn't really advance any minds. It becomes
Yeah.
masturbatory at
It's
best.
masturbatory because you're not like ch swaying anyone's opinions, but yourself, you're, like you said, it's masturbatory. You're just
If
regurgitating
he's
yourself.
saving the world with his X-Men issues, that is just depressing.
Yeah.
He wakes up in the morning and he's like, I made change. I'm like fucking Dr. Martin Luther King over here.
I wouldn't doubt if he thinks that,
I
honestly.
wouldn't be surprised. A lot of people in his position think that they're fucking like the gift of the world and that they're the
It's
next
weird.
fucking bastion
It's
of
weird.
revolutionary hope with their bullshit.
You don't
Oh my God.
understand, Danny. We live in the time where everything's reverse. It's
Where
not,
fucking
it's.
Amazon is the trendsetter on social justice.
I guess. Oh my
They're
God.
definitely pro Black Lives Matter because they want you to go
Because
to their neighborhood and riot, destroy mom and pop stores because that's their competition.
you
Like,
definitely want to
yeah.
trust a $1 trillion corporate business, right?
Yeah, if they're on
With
your side, you know
their.
something's right.
Oh my God. We live in a fucking culture of followers these days, but I'm not going to digress too far. Let's go to this fucking house, shall we?
Yeah, let's get in this weird
Let's get in
house.
this house. Yeah. We'll talk. We'll digress about our opinions at the end of this episode, folks. So we go to this house, and it's essentially the cuckoo is Esme's like, so you took Celeste to the Louvre. You broke into the Louvre, and you then you took her to like this 2-star Michelin restaurant, and we're just kind of hanging out in front of this house. I'm just saying. Like she's feeling a little insecure slash bitter towards him at the
Yeah,
moment.
especially
Yeah.
that face in the bottom panel, like right above where they're about to kiss. Like
Yeah.
she's just so crestfallen. She's like, "Is this really what I'm gonna get on this day?"
Yeah.
Then he
And
macks her. He says, "Don't worry, babe. I
don't
got
worry,
this."
I got this. No worries. And it's good. You know, he slips it a tongue. It's good. It's interesting. What do you think of this one page, by the way, that he took up a whole page to kiss? But he also like it's more or less the same as this bottom panel with some small changes and this like crown-like outline on the
That's
outside of the
messy.
frame.
Yeah, it's a very messy outline that he kind of utilizes later on, and it's not.
Not as
I'm not
good.
like,
I'm not
yeah,
liking it either. It works
hurts the
here, I
quality.
guess, but it is bastardized in the next issue, which we'll bring up. But yeah,
When the cop rolls by,
the
the
cop rolls
detective,
by.
and
What the
he almost
fuck?
like he like razzes him. He says, "Hey kid, how's your investigation going? Keep up the good work," and then drives
This
off.
is such a weird moment. Like, wasn't he at the police, like headquarters, and now they're at the house, so why would the cop? It just opened too many questions for like a transitional pan. The art direction is way off. Too much has happened within this time, and I have so many questions. Like, why is he here? Why is this guy here just giving this random passive aggressive comment as he passes by?
And I like Esme's elitism. She's like, humans are so gross. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh God.
I kind of. I.
Dugan.
Yeah. It's
And then
funny.
look at that face that she's making in the
Right?
third panel as well in this one.
Puppy dogs, man. What
It's
was
hard to
that?
tell if she's sad or like happy or reluctant there, but it's kind of funny where she's telling him like, because he's concerned with what his sisters are doing at this moment and if they're like listening in, and she's like, no way, like we've got better things to
No,
do.
come
There's nothing
on,
to
yeah.
worry about, Nathan, I promise. And then he's like, okay. And then the next page they're all
That's
just giggling
great.
about him.
Yeah, she says, "Are you worried? We're constantly judging you." And he says, "No." Cut to them constantly judging him, apparently.
They're talking about, we're gonna dance on
It's
this poor
fucking,
baby's
it's
broken
so
heart.
sad. It's so
Like,
fucked.
what does that even
Oh
mean?
man, this is just mean. Like, do you? I mean, it's funny. The time, it's good comedic timing, but it's kind of fucked. You're just kind of like, this dude probably cares to a certain extent. He might be an asshole and fuck around, but
I see that
man.
soapy in the bottom that's like proclaiming that there's probably more interesting telepaths on the island, because I think she's probably alluding to Kid Omega.
Yes. She's just like, you know, there's other people, you know. They have decent sized penises and whatnot. And they're like, wait, what? And she's like, oh no, it's good, it's cool.
But after Esme does her little psychic kind of sweep of the area, she says, "Hey, there's someone inside the house," and turns right to fucking right to diamond form, which I forget they can do because they're clones of Emma.
I completely forgot about
Rarely
that
see it,
too.
and rarely do I see their whole clothes turn into diamond form. I always thought that that was just a physical thing for their body, not like
Exactly.
things that are touching them.
I
But she
kind
turns
of think it
full on
is.
diamond.
but I'm
I think
gonna
that might be a
say
mistake.
that's a Noto issue. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might just be a drawing issue. But then they release a little some dog. She
They
says,
release a
"Isn't there
dog.
just a good girl in there?"
It's just a good
And
girl
dog just
inside.
campers off.
Yeah, it goes inside. Goes off. Yeah, and he's left wondering who would steal a fucking baby. But
Cut to the Space
we
Knights.
cut to the Space Knights, and last issue we talked about the Space Knights in more detail. Definitely check out our Cable One issue. We went into a huge tangent about ROM, right?
Oh yeah.
Fucking
Yeah.
ROM, man, because that's the
Hasbro's,
origin.
I think Hasbro is sharing the rights with Marvel, and that's why they've been writing about a lot of the Space Knight stuff now. I'm
Yeah,
interested to see if
I
ROM
kind
even
of,
comes up again later on.
right?
I from how I felt it was dealt with in this issue, it almost felt like it was swept under the rug and moved on really
Yeah,
quickly.
that frustrated me because last, when we were talking about it last issue, I was like, oh, are they going to bring ROM back? And then we get these and we get nothing. We just get Space Knights.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's unfortunate. But yeah, they're hanging out, just hanging out above Earth, and they're like, it's been drawn. The sword, the light of Galador, Galador.
Galador,
And
Galador, yeah.
they're all like, all right, do you want to just land on the Earth? And by land on the Earth, I mean crater into a fucking
Fucking
house.
house,
And they're like,
yeah.
yeah, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. And they just fucking crater into this house that Cable and Esme's in. And they're just like, what the hell?
Esme knocks him right through a window and walks
Yeah.
through it and is like, "Where's the
Where's
baby?"
that
And
baby?
he's like, "I don't give a shit, where's the sword?"
Yeah, they want the sword. Another one's attacking Cable. He's asking him to relinquish the sword.
One tries to get a jump from behind him, and he uses his telekinesis to wrap him up with like stuff from the
Yeah,
house.
uses telekinesis. And then I like this line that Esme says, just like out of nowhere. She just yells to Cable, "They have brains, Nate." I don't know why it made me
Yeah, it
laugh.
is kind of funny when you break it down like that. That's true. I didn't realize how comical that sounds,
But
but when you phrase it like that, definitely.
she, cause like if they're just robots, you think they're just like programmed
Yeah.
robots. But she comes to the conclusion that no, these are actually living creatures.
They're
More
full
like that.
conversion cyborgs. So
Yeah.
they're cyborgs with real brain. That's really
Yes.
all they are.
Exactly. Full conversion cyborgs. And yeah, they get the sword. They knock him down. Actually,
Yeah.
they knock Esme
As me,
into
they blast her into him,
Cable,
yeah. Some green
and
ray that they charge.
he drops this sword. They grab it and they
Teleport
bounce.
up.
Yeah, they bounce out of there.
Cut to
And
Cyclops
set
talking to the cops.
straight up the same like everything in the interrogation room, dimly lit room, everything, talking about just talking to the cops. Again, what is the point of this conversation? Can you tell
And
me?
they also bring up the fact that not only was Cable abducted as a baby, but it also happened to Scott. So he's like, it's very personal to him as it is to me. We want to find this mutants. And the cop literally has the same response, literally just
Yeah,
like,
cut and
oh my
paste.
gosh, we've got this. Just fuck off. But he does put in a nice little caveat and he says, like, he tells Scott, go get a nice Philly cheesesteak and head back to your crazy island. Scott does
And Scott
that.
does that. Cut to the best part of this entire issue, I think, which is Scott looking down at his delicious Philly cheesesteak with that tongue just licking his lips, just
And just smile,
ready,
so
just
content.
smiling. Look at him. Look at him so happy. And as he's about to take a bite into that, who walks into the moon portal? None other than Emma herself. And this is interesting. I like this conversation that happens between them. They're pretty much talking about Esme or Celeste. I think she mentions Celeste
All of them,
specifically.
actually.
Yeah, well, she's talking
But
about
there
all
is
of them.
one of them that, yeah, she says needs. I think it was Celeste that needs. No, Celeste talked to her and told her about what's going on with Cable and how they're all dating Cable. And I like how Scott doesn't stop eating. He just
He's
tries to have a
not.
light conversation with her. And she's like, don't you mind talking at me when I'm right in front
Yeah, that's the best part about this is he's eating a sandwich and he does not stop eating the sandwich to talk to her. He just thinks it so she could understand him, and she's like, "No, don't you do that."
And then she threatens him and says, don't you dare let Cable break their heart, except for, what is it, Esmeen, yeah. Esmeen needs it. She
Yeah.
says, except for Envy,
Esme, she
she
needs it.
like as if
Yeah.
like
Like she
she's
needs
like
to be
let's
heartbroken.
break the shit out of her heart, and that's something that she's got coming to her.
Yeah. It
Scott's like,
is.
I got a list of things to talk to Cable about. I'll get to it, but this is not that important.
And if it looks funny because it looks like he just turns around to start eating a sandwich again, like, and ignores
Can we talk about the animation too, quality of like Scott from behind? Like, does it? It's like this is the beginning where the line work gets really lazy and starts to
Ooh,
look messy. Like, he looks kind
yeah.
of bad from behind. Like, in
That
front, he's
neck
got all the detail.
is weird compared to that
Also,
shoulder.
look at his visor. Like, it looks
Yeah.
like he's half drawn and he didn't finish it.
Hard line. Yeah.
It looks kind
Ooh.
of funny. Like, his face is all bubbly.
They did not add any extra details, like no shadowing, no highlights.
And then you know how Dugan likes his like arbitrary email conversations slash text messages. So
Yep.
we were graced with one of those email pages.
Yeah, we're graced with one of those email pages by Balina and DeStefano. Re Baby Sherman kidnapping. And yeah, it's just what is this about? This is just more or less about the mutants that appeared
And the detectives dealing with
and
it
the
and trying to
detectives.
investigate it, because now they've noticed that they've stepped foot on the property and have dealt with things there and have caused a kerfuffle. So now everyone's got their eyes on them in Philly because they're like, okay, the mutants are trying to deal with something. We told them to back off and they're not, so we gotta haul them in. But then they're like, how does anyone fucking do
They're
that?
all like, yeah, they're all like, so the house got blown up and we need to bring him in. How? Question mark?
Yeah, and that ends that way, and
And it
they're like, yep,
ends. But that was
more of
pointless. We didn't
this
need
waste
to
of
know
time.
that perspective whatsoever. Like, here we are.
We already knew that they were going to figure it out, and we already knew that they were going to be pretty inept about it. So, I mean, it's all foregone. And then now
Yes.
we get a hunt log,
We
which is
get
for
entry
all
number two from Big C, as I like to call him.
Big C. I like that. I dig that.
Yeah, and I don't really. What is he ta He's lamenting. I know. What's what? By the way, comic book writers, this generic lamenting of your brooding characters, a la Big C, Wolverine, all these guys. It's come on. It's a little cliche, guys. Step it
Yeah,
up.
like arbitrary lamenting in the moment as an introductory and like dialogue for characters is played out. Like there's definitely Dugan like leans on it. It seems like everybody is just bitter about the moment that they're in every given moment.
Seems like it.
Except
Yeah,
for
man.
Scott when he was eating that
That
sandwich.
sandwich,
That
man, he
man
loved
was
it.
all
Oof.
happy.
Happiest Scott I've ever seen, I think, honestly.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, lamenting Cable.
Jump to future Cable's timeline where for some reason the artwork gets really bad.
Jump to Big C and we get like a child's artwork, some crown work going on here. And Cable's riding on this like weird robotic thing made by like what is that Boston Dynamics or something like that.
It does have a bit of Boston Dynamics vibe. Is it Boston Dynamics and someone at LucasArts designed something, this would be what it would be.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, and Andy's got a little what looks like a like almost Transdotian lizard dude. Speaking of LucasArts, like some sort of Transdotian style
Right.
dude chained up, who's like, all right, I gave you all the information I needed, but don't, boss can't know that I helped you or I'm fucked. And he's like, don't worry, we wouldn't want that. And he
And
blows
he
his fucking head
just
off.
fucking shoots and blows his fucking head. Yeah. And then
No
he
benefits.
yeah, he walks off to this hill, he looks up on his binoculars and he goes, And we cut to this artwork. It's not the next issue, it's this issue,
Oh, I was
actually.
wrong. God damn it. We get
Yeah.
terrible
Cut
fucking artwork.
to the worst artwork I think I've seen so far in Dawn of X, man. What is this page,
This
man?
building looks like it was just like a fucking hodgepodge of just like nine different people tried to draw it. There's moments where I can't tell if there's windows or if they just stopped drawing the goddamn building.
Right?
Oh, bad.
Oh,
Oh, this
fuck,
line work
man. It
is
is
insulting.
frustrating. It is so frustrating to see professional artwork like this. I know you guys got it
It
down, but come on.
really doesn't feel done. Like I feel like it was meant to be a lot more
This is the first,
washed
yeah,
out.
first pass.
Oh, let's jump away from this and move
Yeah,
on.
I gotta move on.
I
But
can't look at that anymore.
that ends this issue. What a way, what a fucking sad ending.
And it was like cool too. He was like, "All right, he shot that dude in the face," and like, we're getting more about Big C. What's going on? And then they just end on that note. I'm like, "Oh
Right?
God, fucking me! You can't win. You just can't win in these issues."
You can't. It's weird. Yeah, but that ends this issue. Anything that stands out for you in that issue, in that first issue?
Not particularly. Like, it seemed like that a lot of the problems marred the issue down and kind of hurt it. Of course, I would dug out of Apocalypse, or not Apocalypse, Cyclops and his Hoagie, but
Yeah,
that
it's
was
not
really
enough.
it. Like, there really wasn't much else that pulled me in to make me be like, okay, this is, I'm having a great time with this Cable issue. Next issue, there's a lot more enjoyable stuff. But yeah, this one is definitely one
Not
of
so
the
much.
three. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunate. There's so many frustrations that I have with Dugan, and it feels like it's mainly Dugan that I have the issues with throughout these throughout this run so
I don't
far.
like his writing. I've never liked it, except for maybe like the first issue of
Right?
Marauders,
It was
maybe
great.
second issue, but the second issue started showing signs of what the problems were going to be.
Which
Like,
makes
there were
me
problems in the second issue that if that was how just that issue was, I would have been fine, but then they bled into the whole fucking run, so fuck it.
Really makes me think that Hickman probably wrote those first ish that first issue, or that
He
first
probably took an
outline.
extreme hand in it. I can believe that because it seemed like it was more focused on the greater story.
Exactly. But let's get into issue number three, and we meet a familiar face. I haven't seen this face in a while. I mentioned him a couple episodes back, and we'll talk about him when he makes his appearance. But well, let's just talk right now since he's on the cover. What do you think of this cover?
The
The
King of
King
Staten Island.
of Staten Island, yeah.
I like the lettering on this cover. I actually think that
I dig it.
font for Cable actually works really well, even though I am kind of tired of them putting the
The
X
X and
in
everything.
like everything,
Yeah.
like in the lettering. So like if it's like an H instead of like the line combining the H, it would be like X. Like how they did the A, like it's X. That doesn't work. That doesn't make sense. Like A's don't look like that.
No,
There is no
no.
cross lining combining the arc and a capital A.
No, you're
It
pushing
does not.
it.
Doesn't work. Like, why didn't they just do it in the B as well if they're gonna get crazy with it? Or in the E? Like, who gives a shit? Just say X everywhere.
Yeah, put X
I hate
all the
that part.
things.
I hate that part, but I like the color and I like the gradient and how and the boldness of it kind of speaks to like what Cable is. If they'd
Yeah.
have just made it look like a regular A, it would have been perfect, but yeah, fuck it. And yeah, the art on this actually looks pretty good. I like how they have Deadpool in the background. That's kind of more iconic to some of the older. I actually have like a Deadpool and X-Force issue that looks just like this, but with older Cable. So
And
that was cool.
apparently this is their first time meeting young Cable and Deadpool.
Yes, exactly. That's cool too to kind of follow up that. I like how they implement it too. But
Yeah.
yeah, we start with a throwback to old Cable, a big scene, yeah, a little scene meeting and talking shit to each other and it kind of rehashing how he murdered him.
Exactly.
And,
Yeah.
put a hole right in his face or chest. His
Hole
chest.
right in his chest, as he says, you should have seen that coming.
Correct. And that'll come up again later.
And
And it turns out it was Esme reliving that moment in his head with him.
yeah, apparently he's like, what, does he pass out or something? I imagine he's probably, this is probably her way of waking him up, is to go inside his dreams and be like, yo, what are you doing? Don't think about this right now. Why are you thinking about this?
We got shit to deal with then.
Yeah, we got shit to deal with. It's like, hey, what's up? Yo, babe, what's up? How you doing? How you doing? She's all like, we're not in Philadelphia anymore, bitch. And you need to stop. These aren't healthy thoughts, by the way. You shouldn't be thinking, reliving these. She says it's not great self-care, specifically.
Yes, exactly. She's like, this is mentally toxic.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, so there, she wakes him up. But we cut to past, present, pool. when Cable and one-fifth of his girlfriends, Esme, went to Philadelphia to investigate the kidnapping of a mutant baby, the last thing they expected to crash down on them was a trio of space knights hoping to reclaim an ancient sword. But that's life in the new mutant order for you. So,
Yep.
yep, now, yeah,
That's
you
what I had.
got a lot of enemies, buddy. But we cut to the North Pole, and we get these robots, and we have Esme kind of talking. They're cyborgs, and they have living brains and
Yeah,
whatnot.
Cable wakes up and is like, "What's going on?" And she's like, "I'll bring you up to speed." They're trying to figure out, like, what they can do about their situation. Their plan A was to get revenge on the Space Knights for what they did to them, turning them into this, or the people of Galador. They were going to get revenge on them, but it turns out their planet's already been wiped out. So they're going with plan B, which is terraforming our planet and making it their new home. So we should probably deal with that. What do you think, Cable? And Cable's like, "All right, yo."
Yeah, she's like, "What's the plan?" And he's like, "All right, let's fuck their shit up." And
Yeah,
she's
you
like,
fucking
"Let's."
give me my sword back.
Yeah, shit.
I got this right as the fucking dude turns around and just cold
Just
cocks right in
fucking
the face.
punches him in the face, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, he like rolls back, but he like as he's rolling back, whips out his gun, shoots him.
That's pretty good maneuver.
Yeah, that's pretty like quick with it. But he's in a the other three senators are having it and whatnot. And he's like, "Listen, I have a proposition for you." And the other guys are like, "I have a proposition for you. How about you die?" And they fight. He picks up the sword. He uses his psionic powers to kind of push him away. Fucking chokes him out for a second.
He
And
spins the sword like a fucking lawnmower blade and cuts one of
yeah, just fucking chops it in half. Cause as he's choking him, the robots are like, "Tell us how you wield it." And he's just like, "Let me show you." And that's when he just starts fucking spinning it and fucking chops him in half. This is when the gold Space Knight kind of gets the sword and just kind of exposits his story. He's like, "Enough. Let me tell you my story." And he tells them about the Space Knights and their planet and how they want their planet back and how this is now gonna be our planet now because we don't have a planet. So have fun with that.
But they're offering mercy to their doomed civilization. He says, "Oh, don't worry, we'll be dressed rulers."
Yeah, it's all good. We'll be good. You'll die off slowly, you won't feel a thing. It's all
But then they
good.
said, like, "Okay, well, there could be a plan C, but we would need a time machine." And Cable's like, "Well,
Well, dot dot
MacGuffin
dot.
this one up."
I got a plan. Yeah, so they're all like, "Yeah." He's like, "I got a time machine. I could make this happen."
And he looks back to Esme and he's like, "Hey, do you know if you could ask Emma where we buried the old ass dude?" And then she cuts to Emma, like, "Hey, Emma, where's the old Cable buried?" And she's like, "What are you up to?" And then she tells him,
Right?
and we cut to the graveyard with the two remaining Space Knights and Cable and Esme,
Yeah, we cut to
who are standing
Westchester.
over fucking Nathan's dug up grave, which I didn't know Nathan's middle name was both Christopher Charles.
Charles, right?
Yeah. Christopher Charles Summers. God, that dude
It's
has so
too
many names.
much.
Nathan, Day
Come
Spring,
on.
Nathaniel Cable.
The Summers family is insane, man. But yes, they go to Westchester and they find Nathan's grave and it's already dug up. And what they
Bag of
find
burritos left behind as
is
evidence.
a bag, not burritos, chimichangas, you fool.
Oh, yes, that's true. Sorry. It's Chimichangas.
Ha
Bardo's is the place. Is that Bardo's? Is that how the name of the restaurant?
Barajas.
Barajas?
Yeah.
Barajas. Oh,
Yes.
yeah,
Staten
because
Island's
Deadpool loves his Chimichangas now.
finest cuisine. Yes, he loves his chimichangas. And I mentioned this last a couple issues or a couple episodes back. Apparently, according to a video I watched because I didn't read it, the latest Deadpool run, he's super mad and insecure that the Krakoans are doing their thing on their own island. So he was like, Bender, he's just like, "I'm gonna do my own Krakoa with hookers and blackjack. Actually, forget Krakoa." And he pretty much takes over Staten Island and does his own thing.
I like that. I respect.
Yeah.
Power move. mad power move. They
Indeed.
let him on Utopia when Utopia was a thing. He got to hang out on there. He was part of like X
Yeah.
Force. He got like that white uniform, the white and black uniform with the X
Yeah,
on it.
I dug that. I dug that. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's good times.
But now he's like, I'm doing my own. Fuck this.
Yeah. So they go to Staten Island and they are met with Deadpool. Look at his like little servant dude with the glasses
Yeah,
and the
weird
gold
like ogre
chain.
looking dude, like orc dude.
Yeah.
Just in his tracksuit pants.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And yeah, he's met with young Cable and he asks, he's like, where is the old man's body? And what does he say? He's just all like,
Gives him shit. He's like,
he's
you
touched
killed
by
him, like
compassion.
you killed my friend. And then he's and then he Cable responsible, well, but yeah, but you tried killing him like the month before that. And if you would have did your job, I wouldn't have done mine. And then Deadpool's like, all right, you got me
He's like,
there.
yeah, you get a point. Touche, touche. And he's just like, yeah, he wants his body back. He's tired of his shit. He's over it really quick. You know, not the friendship that we knew between Cable and Deadpool. Very short with him. He even tries. He's like, you're a little young and outside my strike zone, and I don't think I heard of your highnesses from you. I'm now king. Like, where's the love? Where's my love? Where's my revels? Give me glory. How dare you? How dare you?
It's funny, and after he talks shit with it to him, like, or after Cable talks shit to Deadpool, Deadpool's like, "Eh, it's a good start, but you know, you can hate me so much more," and hugs him.
He
And
hugs him. Yeah, it's
then he
good.
looks back to SMA, who's like giving him like the shit stare,
Boo.
and he's trying to
Yeah.
fuck with her, and he says, "I feel you're trying to put a mental whammy on me, and I just want to let you know it's not gonna work, whichever one you are. You know what? Which one are you? Bum, what does he say, Buma or
Burma, Colleen, yeah.
Or Colleen, yeah. And she's like, it's me. And
It's
she's not
me.
amused.
Yeah, she's not having it either. But yeah, they take him to his body. He's like, you robbed my grave, and he's like, you left trash on the ground. And I just took it.
It's such a weird, like, back and forth. But he leads him to the room where he has this fucking billiard room that's dope.
Oh
It's got all
God.
these, like, arcades and
It's like a
guns on
man
the
cave, I
walls. And,
guess.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's a man cave, and he has a very nice billiard table in the center. And when we flip up the top, it's like some fucking mausoleum style thing like they did with Lenin back in,
Like
like,
Lenin or
Cold War
like,
era, like a
yeah.
glass fucking coffin
A
and Cable
glass
in
tome.
it. Yeah, a glass tomb with fucking Cable in it that was turned into a fucking pool table.
It's a fucking pool table with this dead body in there. And we get Esme just looking down. She's just like, this is so deeply fucked up. It's great. And yeah, so he's just all like, yeah, that's what all the taxidermists said as well. And then something about laws and morals and whatnot.
And when he's talking about it and like being so like flippant about it, the Galadorian space knights are like, man, we are doing this planet a favor by turning it into a new Galador. And the other
Yeah.
one's like,
Oh.
that is so true.
Right? They're like, what the fuck is this planet all about? I do not get any of this. But they're all like, all right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play a game, and lucky winner will take the corpse. And
As
as
Deadpool racks up the balls right on his face, Cable's dead, lifeless face.
young Cable just smashes the glass. Smashes it. And then he just rips
Rips
off his
off
own
old Cable's arm, Big C's arm.
He rips off his own arm. Oh man, and walks out. And
As Deadpool jokes about, man, you've made some bad smells over the year, old man, but this one's the worst.
this is the worst. And they just walk away. Oh man, but we cut to a letter from Big C himself, and essentially talking about like after Strife killed him and whatnot, he's asking for a favor, and essentially like he is the reason why Deadpool has his body.
Yeah, he implies that, like, you know, either Strife's gonna kill me or someone like him, but likelihood they'll come and try to get my body, and if they try to get my time machine or any of my gear, that's gonna be problematic, so move me safely. But then Deadpool's like, I'm gonna take it to the next level, and I'm gonna respond, with the most eloquence that I can muster, and he
Yes.
breaks out his quill
His
and his ink,
quill, his
and he
ink,
writes in
the
an old
goo.
cursive. Oh man.
Oh, it's the greatest letter ever in cursive. Prefaces the letter with "My dearest Nathan," and gives the most I don't think I've heard him speak this
Jokingly,
coherently.
I've heard him get kind of
A couple
Shakespearean,
times.
but I've
A couple
never seen him
times.
write this way. That's
Yeah, definitely. And he essentially accepts, and he essentially says yes in the longest way imaginable. And eloquent, so eloquently too, as he says, I shall keep a snow shovel and some garbage bags with me at all times in anticipation of a dreadful news reaching that something that has happened to your old ass." So yeah, it's good. It's great. I love this because you don't expect a response from a future person talking to you, but leave it to Cable to go like, no. You're gonna get a thank you and a response from me.
Apparently, this was all planned because more gets revealed in the next issue. This is just some of the groundwork being done. But we cut to the Order of X, who is out in the middle of like some sort of what appears to be some southern,
It's
like.
Pennsylvania, Bucks County,
Oh,
Pennsylvania.
it is Bucks County, Pennsylvania. All right. I thought they were in like some rural style, like antebellum mansion, like with that huge. Look at that front like entrance with
Oh
those.
yeah. Yeah, you get those fancy doors. You probably gotta still drive a mile to get to the estate.
Yes, exactly. But they're all hanging out in their weird, like, freaking
White
Christchurch
robes.
fucking robes,
Yeah, Christchurch robes.
ready to drink their Kool-Aid,
Oh, they're
and they're just
ready.
rolling around with the baby.
They roll up in the Prius. Whip out the baby, ask if it's a boy or a girl, and they're all like, "We do not draw blood." They say this: "We do not draw blood unless we are ready. Are you ready?" And they do not hesitate. They all whip out their blades, and they're all like, "All right, let's do this. Let's make
And
some
they have two
X's."
initiates that they now indoctrinate in the Order of X. These two
Yes,
people cut their
just
faces to
fucking
show that they're
slice
part of
her
it.
face, yeah, with the biggest smile. Initiating themselves into the Order of X as
Then they
this.
hold up the baby as like he is Simba, and they're offering him up to the leader of their order.
Yes. And he says, "Glorious, put the little angel with the others." I imagine the next, if there was another panel after this, it would just be them
Like an
tossing it
incubator
in
of kids, yeah.
just toss
An
it in the
incubation
pile.
room. Oh yeah, a pile that just thrown in there. Just
Yeah.
put. Notice how his X on his head that he cut is
It's
literally
tiny.
the
It's
same font, and it's
very
the same font
detailed
as the X's that they use
designed.
in the
The
all the
House of
X's.
X, the Dawn of X,
Yeah,
yeah,
where they
that
have
design.
the dash in the center separating the X's.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Interesting. Interesting.
That's
Yeah. He's
so
all
dumb.
about branding. He looks like he used like a cattle prod instead of a knife.
But that's it for that one.
That ends this issue of Cable. What did you think of this issue? A little bit better, we got a little bit of Deadpool action in this.
Like how they use Deadpool. I like that they're now acknowledging the connection that is heavily there between Deadpool and Cable. So that was good. The moment with Cyclops enjoying his the sandwich was great. And oh no, wait, that was
That
last
was
issue.
last issue. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So really it was just the Deadpool stuff.
So just
The
the Deadpool.
Deadpool jokes and like the little fights they had, but that's about it. And Deadpool's writing. All the other stuff was just kind of like meh.
Yeah.
Just the Order of X stuff with the children, I'm like, eh.
Exactly.
Doesn't even get resolved in the next issue.
Not really. Not
Oh, plot
at
twist.
all. And
Welcome to fucking Sword of X.
yep. who knows when that'll get fucking wrapped
No,
up.
yeah,
Yeah.
months,
But
maybe.
we will definitely wrap up this Space Knight
Arc, yeah.
arc at least, I think. At least we'll wrap it up with these two that are hanging out on
This is
it.
another issue that suffers heavily, especially in the right on the title page. This is more of that overbranding. Because not only do you get Cable and you get the name, Dugan and Natto at the top, but you also get Path to Sword of X branding on the right, and then Attack of the Space Knights at the bottom. I like the font that the Attack of the Space
I
Knights is
actually
in.
like Attack of the Space Knights.
Yeah, I think that font is very old school, kind of classic
Exactly.
ROM and this all the older Hasbro Marvel crossover issues use the very same font.
Exactly,
I like that.
yes.
But this sort of a Path of Sword X kind of ruins it, and the cable font
A
kind of ruins
little bit. Like, it's
it.
just too much going on, too much noise. Keep it more
They should have did
consistent.
cable in the same font that Attack of the Space Knights was, and it should
Yes.
be cable and then underneath Attack of the Space Knights. I think that
Yeah.
would cover.
'Cause I dig this. I really dig this old school Attack of the Space Knights. It's reminiscent of that 70s style, bold fonts that you'd
Romp stuff
see.
like
Yeah,
that.
ROM stuff, you know, Space
Brilliant
Knights.
artwork,
Yeah,
yeah.
even like the old Hercules, the Marvel Hercules stuff was also like that too back in the
Or the
day.
Ninja Turtle stuff
Ninja
too.
Turtles, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I wish there was more consistency, but whatever. We cut to, let's get into this. I'm not even, yeah, let's keep moving.
We cut to the Space Knights backstory that we already knew.
Yeah, that we
They're
already knew, by the
robot
way.
cages. Yep.
Yes.
And then it turns out they were sent to they were weapons, they're living weapons. They did their weapon thing, and then Glador died, and they just floated around in space until all of a sudden they were found in stasis and put into the museum. And then you Cable grabbed the sword, and now they're here. And it's like, yeah, you gave that exposition only like 3 issues ago. Like, we didn't need it again. I get
We
that
did not need
it's probably been a month plus, but still. Fuck.
Yeah, fuck, man, you wasted 2 pages on something you wasted four
No,
pages on.
they wasted like
Let me see.
three
Hold on.
pages on it.
Oh, you're right. Three. One,
Yeah,
two,
because they
three.
didn't even
Yeah.
get up to the part where Esme and Cable are there again until the end of the third page. And he's like, "Well, there's only a few of them. Like, we could deal with this. If we can't sort this out, we'll take them out." And she's like, "You don't understand. There's more, much more.
Yeah.
Like, an armada of these fuckers are just coming in. Apparently,
Yeah.
they sent out a beacon to kind of bring the remaining." Space Knights that were scattered throughout the universe to Earth, and now
Right.
like all the Space Knights that remain in existence are hanging out on top of this roof as the one that's holding the sword says, "Take me to the show me how to use the time machine now," and that's where we get the intro screen. Pay it backward,
Pay
not
it
forward.
backwards, not forward. Yeah, backwards. Yes, Cable found a space sword. Super cool, right? Well, the trio of Galadorian Ronin that crashed, Esme, one-fifth of Cable's girlfriend, and Cable's kidnapping investigation didn't seem to think so. I think there's only two now, not a trio, a duo. They want to use the sword to destroy the Earth and resurrect their home planet, unless Cable convinced them otherwise by promising them a time machine that he definitely didn't have and probably shouldn't have grave robbed his past self's old body for. All good stuff, and probably not a good idea. Not a good idea on young Cable's end. But here we
Yeah.
are, him not giving a shit. I think that's the whole idea behind the character, right? Or at least the idea that Dugan's trying to convey is that he's always in over his head, but I'm just seeing a little cocky asshole.
Yes, always cocky. Always, every situation, he literally brings a nuke to a knife fight.
Straight up, like this is overkill for a people
Yeah,
that.
as he's tampering with his arm, and Esme is like reluctant about it, where he's like, "You need to be careful with this, because if this goes south and I have to get resurrected, Emma might kill you." And we're
Yeah.
revealed that the arm he's tampering with contains a small house nuclear device. Well,
Yes.
it's got the radiation symbol on it, so we're led to believe it's some sort of
So
plutonium-based device.
it's an interesting moment, right? He looks at it, then he closes it, then he gives himself a moment. He thinks about it and he opens it again, and now it's a nuke. And he's just like, "What just happened?" And Cable is just like, "Okay, have you ever seen the movie Frequency?" Kind of, with fucking Jim Caviezel, he played Jesus once, and fucking Dennis Quaid.
That movie Frequency is dope, actually. Frequency is a really good movie. I like that part when
Yeah.
Quaid is in the past, and and he shoots the dude. He blows off the dude's hand with the shotgun, and
Oh,
then
and
in
then
the
it just
future,
like
his
disappears,
son
yeah.
is like fighting the guy, and his hand like fucking like warps to be shot, and he's like, ah, that was pretty.
That was intense,
Even
yeah.
much better than I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be real gimmicky, but that actually is a solid movie.
I should go back. I haven't, it's been like a
Yeah,
decade.
I actually want to go download that tonight. It's stupid.
Let's go check. But yeah, more or less, he like sends a message to his future self or something. Or like he just thinks about it so that his future self knows it, so that his future self could do something about it, more or less, I think. We
Well,
don't, we
it
don't.
turns out this was all part of Other Cable, Big C's plans.
Big
But
C's plan, yeah.
now he's like, all right, guys, let's go out into this secluded area where I'll show you how the time machine works.
Yeah, so we're gonna go to a secluded desert area, you know, no big deal,
And
it's made of
he's setting up
plutonium.
the arm while Esme is sneakily setting up a Krakoan gate, planting
Yes,
it in the ground. And they're
planting.
kind of talking and like going off of each other, where she's like, are you ready? And he's like, oh, I'm ready. Are you ready? And
Yeah,
they're ready to pull off a bit of a flim flam, the old switcheroo, little bait switch.
little bait and switch going on, But as that happens, we cut to the future. And look at this greatly drawn building now. Like the building that he's inside looks beautiful, but from the outside, it looked like a bunch of thick black brush lines. What the fuck happened there? Apparently, it is a functional building.
I think this is a different timeline. I don't think this is that Cable, the
You don't
one
think
that we were.
so? You think this is like
No.
mid, like
Remember that
halfway
building he was
through?
in was not surrounded by other buildings. This one's like literally in the
Good
center of New
point. Good
York.
point. Yeah, this is actually like there's actually
looks
stuff
like
happening.
Keegan's Tower, like adjacent from it.
Yeah. So this is
Yeah.
probably, yeah, like the past, I would
He's
imagine then.
essentially lamenting on the fact that he needs to put the bomb in the gun or in his arm to help the little C, and he's like, man, the kid's turning into a bit of a problem, and he
Yeah.
hooks it up and teleports it to the future to make it concurrent with what his arm has. And then he cuts to remembering when he killed him. Or no, they cut showing the scene where he killed him originally. And then Cable says, like, you should have seen this coming. And then as he's dying, he's like, I
I
did.
did.
And young Cable knew it too, because then he figured it out based off of the arm. He's like, the old man set this up and knew everything. Like, he knew that I was going to kill him. And then it turns into fucking the new Terminator movie where you're like, this is stupid.
This is dumb.
This is the dumbest way to do this. You all could have done this in a direct. You know what the direct way, the straightest line to anything is a direct path. It is. You take the direct path. That's the quickest way. That is the easiest way. You don't have to take a shortcut if the most direct way is the shortcut. This convoluted time travel shortcut is not a direct path. It is a much further and more difficult path that requires much more specific timing. I just
But
hate.
it's reminiscent of how he was created in the first place. Something, something poetic justice question mark. I don't know. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's a MacGuffin on a MacGuffin that's just all like, you know what? You don't need to resolve anything in your story when you got me, Big C. I'm here to save the day.
But as if like the Space Knight can feel that the story itself is lagging too much, he
Yeah.
oscillates his sword at Cable and says, quit stalling, let's get this show on the road. And Cable says, no worries, I'm just priming it, you got to heat up these time machines and all. And he like hands it to them as they're going through and trying to figure out what to do to activate the time machine. And he's slowly walking towards Esme and he's like, well, is it ready? And you can see the gates growing and making.
Growing.
He's like, it's almost there. And one of the space knights goes, is anyone else detecting
It's just a fission reaction.
a fission reactor going on
Yeah.
here? He's like, I think we've been flim-flammed. Kill
Yeah.
them. Cable's
Yeah.
like, oh no, we've been found out. And just starts shooting them left and right.
Instantly, like they detected that a nuclear reaction was going off with no problem whatsoever, making
And then the
this
one space knight
irrelevant.
with the sword leaps at him, trying to cut him in half, and he knocks him on his ass with his
Yeah.
telekinesis while jacking the sword from him. And then the other one threatens him. He says, like, disarm this device or we'll all die together. And
Yeah.
he says, sorry, we had other plans, and takes his Krakoan gate and jacks his sword from the dude who was trying to cut him with it, with his telekinesis, and they bounce out. right as the bomb goes off.
Just.
And should we take a moment here to acknowledge that Esmond's fucking diamond form looks really funny? Especially because the cape gets diamond.
It looks like a N64 game. There's not enough like polygons.
Yes.
Not enough polygons to render. Oh, it does look funny. But yeah,
they get a mushroom cloud as they roll right out of that fucking
dude. They just destroyed them. Like, this could have, I feel like they could have diplomatically resolved this, but they're like, nah, kill them.
Yep.
Unfortunate. Oh, but yeah, they jump through the portal in this very, cliche manner where Cable's right on top of her and he's just like, well, my. And whatnot. But as that's happening, we get fucking Emma rolling up in her like her best equestrian attire ever.
Yeah, look how fluffy those pants are.
Right? Oh man, and your best
borderline parachute pants. Yeah, and they're rolling around having their awkward Attack of the Clones, Anakin and Padme scene in the brush.
He's just like, I hate sand. He's like, ah. Oh.
Of course.
Of course.
She's like, I love the weird shit you say.
It's so weird. I don't get you. But I love it. I love it. But yeah, she, as Emma rolls up, she's just like, Esme's like, I guess this is my time. It's been real. Let's do it again. And she's just like, I gotta go. And she's like, yeah, text me. It's cool. I'll see you tomorrow. Whatever. And as she walks away, we get Emma just looking straight at Cable, and we get the
just like the two, like the point at your eyes and then point at you thing, like to imply I am watching.
I'm watching you. Yes, I am.
Cable is just like,
you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and he's definitely taken aback. He's like, oh,
he's not noticed.
Fuck yeah,
he's definitely not noticed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got this weird, like, ultra low frequency data burst that kind of didn't really seem like it was necessary, as if it was just kind of trudging out the last of what's going on with the Space Knights. Apparently, Zarek, I think, was the last one.
Yeah. And it's what I get from this is it's essentially like their log file right before they died.
Right. Correct.
He's just all like, all right, yeah. Oh, it's a bomb. Oh, shit, it's a fucking nuclear bomb. Oh, okay, let's fight him. And then just like ones and zeros, and then it ends.
Yes.
Exactly. It lists like a bunch of names, so I assume they like die. Their connection got lost or something. And then he died, is what I'm getting from this. Yeah, so it's like
this was also meant to be given to one other of the.
It's sent out. Like, he's.
Yeah, like,
sent
if
it
any
out.
Remaining Space Knights survive, they're going to get it. And then, of course, Dugan couldn't resist.
On
the X desk, because we need more of that shit,
right? Yeah, and we get a transcript between this Black Philly number and
it's reminding us that essentially, hey, the missing baby plot has not been resolved.
Yeah,
we might have to follow through on that.
That's it.
Just wanted you to know.
That's it. Yep, that's all I got. In a very verbose manner that you as the reader should already know about. We as the reader already know about. But here's Dugan wasting another page. Again, Dugan, let me see this. This is only page 22. Most people go, oh, he goes up to 20. So I forgot we get the whole epilogue in this too. So
yeah.
Okay. So never mind.
Dugan, the page waster.
Dugan, the stretcher. Stretching it out. Yeah. So yeah, it's just more or less saying, hey, check out this baby. This baby's still here. But
now we get a weird twist. Like, it's like it turns back into, remember, the Summer family
values. Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely getting that. That's what it cuts right to. Look at Scott. He's there preparing dinner with his oven and everything.
You know, we get a Jean making the table, asking Cable to help her out and whatnot. And he's just like, can't do that. I gotta go fucking find a baby. There's a lost fucking baby by this Sword of X. Oh, by the way, I met Deadpool. What a fucking lunatic. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Dismissing. Like, it's very just like if you know the whole Cable and Deadpool relationship, this one line is just like, wow. You're just like, fuck. Like he knows nothing. We are literally, this is a new cable. There's nothing about this old cable in this new cable whatsoever. This is an empty shell of what was once a cable.
Yeah, that's just like a one-dimensional cable, but and Cyclops kind of reiterates that, like, hey, I got a lot of things I need to talk to you about, and we need to get caught up on some things. But first, sit down to this great dinner with your grandpa and all the other family members and displaced time clones. And he says, you know what, moving forward, let's deal with everything together as a family. And then they cut to next, X of Swords. And you're just like, God, this is getting messy and convoluted. I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening in this
I didn't dislike these issues as
sequence.
much as Marauders, but I definitely didn't like them as much as some of like the other issues of like X-Force and all that. So, I mean, this was even better than Excalibur, which isn't too hard, and some of
New
I guess you
Mutants.
could say, and some of New Mutants, yeah.
Or at least
But
Brisson's
I
New
don't know.
Mutants.
Yeah. So, yep, that's Cable.
It's something. It's certainly something. I don't know where to place this spectrum-wise. You're right. It's definitely holding up a better compared to Excalibur and Marauders, but I feel a very neutrality towards this series. It's like,
I don't even
hey.
know neutrality. I would say it's heavier on the negative side.
Yeah, I mean it's neutral in the fact that nothing like it's negative because it's fucking Young Cable and who the fuck cares about Young Cable, but it's I guess it's neutral in the fact that nothing's really happening nor like you could totally ignore this, I guess, and be okay. I mean, I don't know about what's gonna happen in
Encapsulate
issue five, but
this in a nutshell. Time travel MacGuffins are still a problem in the X-Men universe.
yes.
Young Cable is still one-dimensional, and the Summers still have this bizarre sitcom family going on, and the Cuckoos are getting down. Oh,
Getting
and
down.
that baby's been abducted that no one cares about, and the Space Knights may be a problem in the future. See, nothing was really, that's the problem with Dugan, is nothing was really
Nothing's
concluded
resolved.
in this. Yeah, it's all just like moving on and just making more messes, and it's like I'm over it.
Dugs.
I don't talk about this anymore. It
I kind
was
of, if Dan Slott wasn't working on Fantastic Four right now, I have a feeling Dan Slott would be on this X-Men run. And I have a feeling I'd rather have Dan Slott on X-Men than Dugan at the moment.
Slot kills it in almost everything he writes, but they're different writers 100%.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because even that Fantastic Four run, it came out in 2017. It's only on issue 24.
Oh my goodness.
So it's slogging. So I don't know what's happening over there.
But Cable.
But Cable, we got Big C pretty much solving these problems, not this young Cable. So I don't know what to say about these stories now. Like this is literally the antithesis of storytelling, you
Yeah,
know?
it's not even worth mentioning anymore. It's just almost like I don't even want any more single cable issues in Sword of X, but apparently there's one, and his sword is probably going to be relevant. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to waste more energy on Cable, but you pretty much energy this one. I'm fucking burnt on this.
Yeah, definitely. But that does it for Cable issue number four. I burped. And that'll do it for this episode. What did you think of these three issues, Danny, in total? Like, if you had to.
I'm done. I don't even want to say anymore. I've said all I need to
No, no,
say.
no,
That's
no, 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 no. You
I'm
have to
over
say
it.
one more thing. You have to say one more thing. Just one
All
more.
right. Does this count? Blah.
That works. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Just
So
the time travel MacGuffins, man.
it's a time
That's
travel.
too.
Like I thought
It's
this would
painful.
fix it. I thought it would fix it, and it seems
No.
just
That's
doubling
why I'm
down.
just.
Doubling down, double the pleasure, double the fun. It's not fun. I'm not having fun, Doublemint. I need an adult.
No double mint fun.
No Doublemint fun. Yeah, but that'll do it for Cable. That catches us up to X of Swords for Cable. Now we just have to catch up on Hellions, and we have to start and catch up on X Factor, and we will be ready for X of Swords.
Or Juggernaut too.
And Juggernaut. Yeah, Juggernaut issue number one.
That'd be
that shouldn't be a problem. But we are catching up slowly but surely, folks, and we will be bringing you recent Exosword issues as they come out. And we got more things on the horizon, folks, like Sword. I don't know about Sword. Although Al Ewing is writing it. So
we'll see. Like,
it could be something, but we got...
We'll cross that bridge.
Did you read the old Sword back in the day? I never read it.
The Agency of Sword run by Abigail Brand?
Was it? Yeah, I think that's...
Her and Beast were like running it. They were like dating each other. And
yeah.
I remember some of it, but not vividly.
So it's going to be pretty much that. It looks like Cable's going to be on the team. Yeah, Abigail Brand, Cable, Frenzy, Fabian Cortez, Magneto, Manifold, and WizKid. Interesting, WizKid. That's the wheelchair kit, right?
I believe so.
The Japanese wheelchair kit. Wheelchair kit. He's like a technopath, I believe, right? You could like, or a techno transmutationist, I think, actually. Yeah. So that, ooh. I don't know. That's kind of like, I don't know how to feel about that one. That could be
that
good.
One's gonna be
could be bad.
We'll have to actually read it before we can really make anything too concrete on it.
Children of the Atom, on the other hand. Children of the Atom, on the other hand, that's not happening.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm not, no. Not going to happen. Just not going to be in our wheelhouse for sure.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So we'll see how this goes. But slowly but surely, we are catching up. And we could do, once we catch up, we could do like cool things. Like they just released an extended cut of God Loves, Man Kills. So that'd be cool to go back and do that. And we could do it via the extended cut, which was released by... it was a two-issue extended cut run released
in Claremont.
July.
We were talking about that a while back. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were definitely talking about going into that and the possibilities. So that would be cool.
That would be fun. So there's a lot on the horizon, folks. So stay tuned for that. Just, you know, be prepared for Big C to probably solve the problems. You don't have to solve anything. That's the world we live in. You don't have to struggle anymore, folks. Nothing. Why would you need to struggle when you got Big C to help you out? But that'll do it for us this week, folks. Remember, the robots will kill you. So if you have time, take a visit to Staten Island and get yourself a chimichanga and enjoy that life before, I don't know what's happening over there. Someone tell me, actually. I don't read Deadpool, so let me know. Let me know what that's like. Let me know what that's like over there in that world, in that realm. Any words you want to give to the folks before we leave, Danny?
This issue has emotionally drained me, and I am incredibly hungry.